Yes, you know it. You've made it. The high school football kickoff show brought to you by the Eastwood Mall. No one does shopping, dining, and entertainment better. I'm Campbell Rico, your host all season long. And here in the playoffs, our game coming up, it is Western Reserve at Springfield, 8-1 in Division 6. But don't let those rankings fool you. Expect this one to be a well-played, competitive football game. What we've heard so far on the program, let me wrap it all up for you and tie it in a nice bow. In our game coming up, we've heard from Western Reserve head coach Andy Hake. He emphasized physical play, wants to make it a street fight, wants his defense to step up to the challenge, a defense that only gave up 9 points per game so far this season. But let us not forget, we have other games going on. Let's get to it. The rest of the Hot 12 coming right up right now. Number 6, it is Hubbard at South Range. Hubbard, South Range. Hubbard 6-3 on this season. And according to Joe Idol, the winner of this game will make the playoffs. You heard that correctly, folks. This Hubbard, South Range game, according to Joe Idol, winner gets in to the playoffs. Now, I know they're different playoff divisions, Hubbard 4, South Range 5. Both teams need it. We went over the computer rankings earlier on in the program, and you saw how close it is out there. Hubbard, let's see how they got there. How did they get to 6-3 on this season? Well, a couple of their good wins beat Niles back in Week 8, beat Struthers back in Week 4. A good 6-3 Struthers team. Tough loss last week to Poland. But, of course, Poland, we've talked a lot about, one of the best teams here in the area. South Range, on the other hand, trying to get into that Division 5 playoffs. They've won their last three, doing everything they can down the stretch to get in. Last week, they beat Struthers 49-42. That might have been the one. If they get into the playoffs, they may look back at that Struthers game and say, hey, that was big. That's the one that got us in. But they'll need to win tonight to make sure that they can get in the playoffs. They've had one of the toughest schedules of any team I can remember. They've good wins this year. They beat Girard. They beat Crestview. Jim, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, Cam. Well, I must have a really good timing then.
Yeah, perfect timing, right leading into it. Of course, our game, Canfield, Boardman, last week of the regular season. It's upon us. I can't believe it. We're already here. And tonight marks the last battle for the Bell game as well after 3 years. Jim, I know you've been around high school football for a long time. Can you tell us what the battle for the Bell games have meant over these past couple years?
Oh, it's become such a great tradition over the last 3 years. Sergeant Brandon Paterka has done a wonderful job with this. You know, and it was one of those things where maybe initially it may have been a recruiting type campaign, but it has become so much more than that with the interaction from the teams. And, looking forward to ringing that bell at the end of the game. And Sergeant Paterka has poured his heart and soul into this, has done a great job. But, as with the military, which is very normal, you know, you move on, you get transferred quite a bit. And, he'll be moving on to new things as he's now up in Buffalo, actually drives back and forth 3 hours every Friday this year. So it's going to be a tough trip for him. But nonetheless, he's done a wonderful job and we're sure going to miss him.
Yeah, definitely. That just shows the dedication. I mean, to make it all the way down from Buffalo each week. Impressive. He loves it. His enthusiasm has been felt all over high school football on Friday nights. Now, the visiting team, Canfield, coming into this one, 6-3. They were 11-2 last year, so it's a good program. Tell me a little bit about what Mike Pavlansky has built over there.
I'll tell you right now, it's become one of the programs that has been impressive in terms of the physicalness that they play with. I got to see him a couple of times last year, been keeping track of him this year, and it's the physical style of play that Coach Pavlansky has with it. It's just absolutely impressive. This game last year against Boardman was probably the best that I had seen in terms of pressure on the quarterback, just nowhere to go, and it was a game that they thoroughly dominated for four quarters.
Yeah, and we've had him a couple times on our broadcast partners at Western Reserve Radio. They are physical. They can run the ball, trying to get the pass game going. That's what Mike Pavlansky was saying earlier this week. We'll see if they can do it. They're ranked 10th in Division 3 heading into tonight. They're going to need to win and have some help to get into the playoffs. If you're a coach heading into this one, how do you keep your kids level-headed knowing it's such a high-stake game?
Well, I think at this point, that's not really something he even needs to do. It's a program that has been built upon focus and week after week taking care of what needs to be done. And, you know, this is why Canfield's been so successful over especially the last 3-4 years is that, you know, they know what is there. I mean, there's no secret to it. And they know what they had to do, especially with the playoff situation they had last year, how deep they went in there in the competition that they played. So, again, a veteran staff with this and a lot of veteran players now for Canfield, knowing that, you know, they're a little bit on the fringe looking out. I mean, but, you know, everything is still in play for them.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They have to jump two teams, a Dover and a Ravenna teams currently sitting at 8-9 ahead of them in the rankings. We'll see if they can do it. It's not out of the realm of possibility. So something to play for tonight for Canfield. Over to the home team, Boardman. We've had them on our Game of the Week a few times this year. What impressed you when you saw this team earlier this season?
Well, I'll tell you, the tenacity has been absolutely outstanding for Boardman. Not the season, of course, they were looking for. But you look back at their season, you know, their losses they've had. They've lost 2 games in overtime to Mooney and Harding. They've lost 3 games by less than 6 points. So this is a team that's been on the fringe for the entire season, and sometimes the consistency wasn't there. But you look at the game with Mooney, it was a game where they went for 2, and I believe it was a second or third overtime, and did not get it. So that was not a game that, you know, they had given up on, they missed the extra point. They went for the win, but did not work out for them. And Harding, they were down 28-7 at halftime. They fought their way all the way back to a 35-35 tie, and they go into double overtime. And again, unfortunately for them, you know, weren't able to pull that out. But you look at the team putting up 24 points per game, but the problem is their defense is average giving up 30 points a game. And a lot of that has come in big losses to such as week one when they went to, up to Erie. So, you know, it's been a hot and cold deal for them. It's been the consistency that has kind of been lacking. But I'll tell you, no lack in talent here and nothing that you would ever perceiving as quitting for the Boardman Spartans. And interestingly enough, yeah, they do better on the road. You know, a winning record on the road, not at home, a little bit of a, you know, maybe unusual situation, but nonetheless, you know, that could also be based on schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. The schedule could come into it why they don't have a home win yet this year, but I know they're going to be keyed up for this one. As I mentioned, they're a 3-6 team, but so that means no playoffs. But if you're a coach, how do you build them up, get them excited for this Week 10 game in front of your home crowd, even when there isn't any possible playoff clinching on the line or anything like that?
Well, you start with your seniors. This is going to be their last game. They have something to play for. This is something that, you know, they want to make sure they go out with a win. And that goes for both teams, for Canfield and Boardman. You know, potentially both of them could be ending their season tonight. But the senior leadership and the coaches, it means something to them. And I don't care if you're, you know, 1-8 at this time or, you know, 8-1. Either way, you want to put this game away. You're at home tonight. And this is something, you know, it's not something, again, that they have to be told. They know this. And, you know, you can see them out warming up now. You can see the focus that they have. And, you know, it's still a Friday night in the Mahoning Valley for high school football. And it's no different than week one. You know, you get on the field and pretty much the numbers go out the window at that point. You forget everything that's going on around you. And you can kind of lose yourself in the next 3 hours. And I expect that from both teams tonight.
You're absolutely right. And you just got me thinking. I mean, senior night for so many teams around the area, it'll be a lot of players' last game. Jim, I don't know if you can think back to your playing days, but just what does a final game feel like for a senior? What are the emotions going into it? Do you have any memories you can share?